Fearless Voyager Radio. Self-development radio for the open mind. Interviews with leading-edge authors and speakers, psychic phenomena and the unexplained, UFOs, extraterrestrial encounters, government cover-ups, alternative health care, new technologies. And now, Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio.
This is Bruce Stephen Holmes, the Timeless Voyager, and joining us today, Linda Smith.
It's an easy name.
Well, you know, it's interesting because usually people, when they come on the Timeless Voyager and they channel, they have all kinds of different kinds of names, and it's such a good, average, wholesome American name. Linda channels an entity by the name of Ra, and let's just start out with probably the question everyone always wants to know. How did this all begin?
Well, it began about 10 years ago, and, you know, first, the very first time I interacted with him, he basically manifested and started speaking to me telepathically, and...
Now, you say telepathically. What does that mean for our listeners?
Well, that means that, well, first of all, his appearance was as a luminescent white light. And so basically, when I say telepathic, I mean that there was no verbal words spoken, but I could hear him as clearly as if he was verbal.
You know, the thing that is interesting, and I think a lot of people, when they listen to a show like this, they're always thinking of strange, weird, what is going on? How do you feel? How do you feel when you channel? Do you feel good after?
Oh, I feel wonderful. It's a fabulous, fabulous energy. But I understand if people think it's a bit weird or strange or whatever, because from the time that he first introduced himself to me, it took me 6 years to get rid of my fear and not run away from him.
Right. What was your reaction?
I was terrified.
What was your religious upbringing?
I was Catholic. I was brought up a Catholic.
Okay. So now when this happened, you said in 1980 was pretty much the beginning of this?
October 80, yeah.
Okay. Now, were you reading this kind of information before this happened? I mean, were you prepared for this, or was this out of the ordinary for you?
It was completely out of the ordinary. I knew nothing about ETs or channeling. I never heard of the word before. I was... totally uneducated in the area. I wasn't in the metaphysical field. I was studying studying the mind. I was a counselor, and so I was much more into a scientific realm. Not that this isn't scientific, but at the time, I had no way of relating to it. And so it brought up a lot of fear, basically because of the, he's quite interconnected with the ET civilizations, and not understanding or having any reference of alien races, that's where my fear kicked in. Because it was also evident to me that they were so, because of the interaction I was having with him, they were so far technically advanced than anything that I had heard of here, that that's another thing that I had to come to grips with, sort of.
Linda has been channeling an entity by the name of Ra, for about 11 years now, I guess?
Well, I didn't actually start. I've been channeling him for publicly for the last 2 years.
Oh,
it took
so
that
now...
long for me to adjust to the process and understand that it was 100% positive and beneficial, and not only expanding for myself, but for the other people that he interacts with.
The interesting point here is then that while you were introduced to him, you personally did not really channel him for the first 9 years?
Yeah.
So now, how was this introduction done? Was this by virtue of the fact that he would come to you?
I was with some friends at my house, and he simply, out of the clear blue, there was a cloud above our house. We lived in Burbank on Riverside Drive, and there was a cloud in the shape of a ship above the house. And when it arrived, there was a sound that went with it, like a whirling circular sound.
So now these people that were with you, they also witnessed this?
Each person, I was with three friends. Each of us had a different interaction. One person was in the house the whole time and kind of like in a force field, unable to move. So that interaction was her own personal one. Actually, there's two people in the house that experienced that. But a friend of mine and myself actually walked outside, and that is where, could see the cloud above the house. And Ra manifested as a luminescent white light.
Now, what about people in the neighborhood? They didn't...
I know, that's what was so bizarre. You would think, what I had heard up to that point, that something like, if something like this happened, and I always believed that it was possible because I never believed that only humans existed in this universe, but I had heard that it only could possibly happen out in the desert or, you know, and that it would be happening in the middle of a city was unfathomable to me, how that could actually occur. And since then, I'm completely aware of how that occurs. They are quite capable of manifesting wherever they want in any way. When I say they, I'm talking about the ET civilizations. And
so
Ross is quite connected
to
them.
Okay, so after this experience, then you were introduced to someone who understood what channeling was?
Not right away. What I did right away was I just immediately moved from California to Pennsylvania and hit out in
cabin. Okay, so that's a good point for people that are listening, because what we have here is what I think a lot of us would do. Namely, if we were confronted with something like this, our first reaction would be fear and get away and maybe, what did you think was wrong? Did you think you had developed another personality or something? Or?
Oh, no. It was completely obvious to me that it was something separate, totally obvious that that was the case, but that it could telepathically communicate to me. And because of the fear that I had, I was also in a force field as well as a friend of mine where I couldn't move. So I was forced to have this... And I'm saying forced as a joke, really.
How was your feeling, though? Did you really feel fear after, or did you feel at least comfortable, but you felt that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I guess you did feel fear because you left California.
I felt a lot of fear afterwards. All three of us did, and we ended up moving out of the house immediately to different places in the country. And
so what was your experience after you left?
My experience after I left was just to... allow the movement of all the other fear that comes up with something like that. And
but I mean,
so
he found you in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, it's not like you can go anywhere.
Obviously. And so with that, I was a very...
We as humans think, we can hide from them, you know. Now, so but there,
exactly.
You found that there was no reason to hide, right?
Well, there was no way to.
Oh, but there was no reason to. There was nothing they did to you.
Absolutely nothing. It was purely my own fear and my own ideas of an intelligence that would have that much understanding in the spiritual realms and in the physical, scientific realms.
What has Ra told you as far as the purpose of him contacting you?
I had a prior agreement with him before this lifetime to do this.
Okay, so again, for our listeners, and those of you who are listening, again, Timeless Voyager Radio, this is Bruce Stephen Holmes, and I'm speaking with Linda Smith. Once again, we hear the same scenario again, namely that there's been a prior arrangement made. We hear this with many, many, many channels. So these entities are not coming through and just picking people randomly.
No, not at all. And I'm hoping that, from anyone who's listening to this and listening to what I was talking about as far as the fear that I went through, and it took me literally 6 years before I was able to channel him consciously, even though at that time I didn't know what channeling was and or who he was exactly. But, hopefully that people won't have to experience that kind of fear, because it's really has, there was nothing but total positive the whole time. And it was inside me, the fear of the unknown, basically.
So now outside of the realm of Timeless Voyager Radio, it's pretty hard to talk about this stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty much my life, so I talk about it wherever I am. But I have, at the beginning of it, all my friends and family said, don't talk to anyone about this.
Friends and family are always the most supportive, right?
Exactly. And if you're going to write it, make it science fiction.
don't
say it's real.
Because they don't want to be embarrassed,
right? Exactly.
They don't care about you. They just don't want anyone else to know. All right. It's interesting. Very interesting. We, for those of you who are listening, too, we are going to have Linda channel Ra. And we'll have a chance to have firsthand dialogue with him. When you had, a dream state that occurred, did he come through your dreams too?
Yeah, once I had gone through, this was at right almost 10 years afterwards, or actually 8 years afterwards, that when I had gone through a 6 weeks conscious channeling him, 6 weeks, 6 years later, and then shortly after that, within a year, I was introduced by a friend to a channel. So before that, I never heard of the word channel. I didn't know what
that
was.
So you were channeling before you knew what channeling was?
Yes.
Okay.
And
because they refer to that as the oracle tradition, in a sense that you are the oracle for a particular entity. That's how the entities usually refer to them, as their oracle.
Well, he has referred to me as having done this in Egypt before, when he channeled through that time period.
Okay. We'll learn more about that when we talk to him, I guess.
Okay, good.
But anyway, we were talking about the dream.
Okay, so once I had seen a channel and become familiar with the channeling process myself, and understood that was what was probably what was happening with me at that point. I was just like going to sleep one night, relaxing, and all of a sudden, now this time he didn't physically manifest. He simply was there speaking to me, and there was no visual of anything, just his voice. And he asked me at that time if I would like to channel him. Mm-hmm. And I said yes, and so from that point on, for the
last
2 years. Now,
did he teach you any particular technique in order for you to, let's say, raise your vibratory rate, or was it something you just began to do naturally because of the agreement?
No, well, like 6 years after I first was introduced to him in that 6 weeks conscious channeling, that's what he did. That was all that he taught for that 6 weeks.
So he was constantly teaching you.
And I was with a group of people, friends at the time, too. And yeah, all of us. He was constantly teaching all of us, except the only thing I didn't know at the time was what channeling was and who was talking. Mm-hmm. I was simply hearing it in my head.
Now, does each person in this group also channel Ra?
No, none of them do. And the funny thing that happened there, because he didn't introduce himself, because of my own belief systems at the time and not understanding the channeling process, he didn't say specifically who he was at that time. And so each of us thought, all of the, my friends thought it was me that was doing it, and I thought it was them. So, but he had the ability to speak to all of us telepathically, which was occurring. And but in as far as teaching processes on raising vibrations, on light and sound and movement, and even the word vibration, wasn't part of my vocabulary at the time. I mean, these were all brand new concepts, not only for me, but for my friends. And as he taught on the difference of that and how that works in the physical universe and with the body, he also at times showed him how it worked through me. And there are specific techniques that to raise the physical vibration, not only for the body, but for your whole physical environment around you. Because as you take yours up, if you do it, contained within the body and opening up to the environment around you, you can raise not only your physical form, but the entire environment.
Now, how has this changed your life? What were you doing, let's say, before this? What was your life like before Ra?
It was very scheduled. I was a counselor. I had specific techniques that I used. I love working with people, and I worked in the counseling field on a creative line, not on the heartbreak line, because I really couldn't dealt with that. But with helping people, writers with writer blocks, or actors, or producers, people in the businessmen,
creative community,
right? They were already doing really well, but wanted to expand, and so I just used various techniques that are available on a psychology line and various other.
So were you basically a psychologist? Is that how you?
I was a counselor. I never got a degree in psychology. I studied in college, but yeah.
So your life was rather what?
It was very regimented,
materialistic.
Were
you a spiritual person? Do you feel at that point in your life? I mean, I don't know.
Always spiritual. Because, yes, because even when you're dealing with the mind, it's the being, the spirit that's using that mind. And so I was always addressing that aspect of the individual, but it was never on a church line or my understanding of a God line.
How about as a child? Did you have experiences of friends and things like that that were unseen that you remember? Has anyone ever told you that? Or
No, but once when I was a child, my uncle died and I was very close to him. And immediately afterwards, he did come and speak with me. Mm-hmm. And, I was about 6 or 7 at the time. And, you know, I told one or two people, my parents or whatever, and it wasn't really accepted reality. They just said, okay, my imagination has run around with me. And that, you know, was just that one time.
So in other words, I think historically, like what people are interested in always knowing about is that it's not as though you were born a psychic child and that your life was full of guides and spirits and all of that.
No, but I think everyone's born psychic. It's not an extra thing. Yeah. But it's just how much you want to develop it. And, if you have fear with it, then people who are who could develop it a lot higher won't allow that to happen because they're fearful of allowing it to be.
You've been on a number of radio and television shows.
Since I've been channeling, yes.
Right. Do you how do you feel about television and channeling? Television must be the roughest one because what is a camera going to do when your eyes are closed?
Oh, when I'm channeling, it's not a problem at all. When I'm there talking, it was like a really big process for me because even though I was really comfortable always communicating with one other person, and I was never comfortable communicating in a group. So it was part of my process, actually, that came up immediately with the channeling process to go ahead and go in front of audiences or TV or radio. But funny is the TV and the radio are the same significance to me. And now it's much easier. I mean, I'm not,
What would be the purpose of bringing this information out? Because we're going to talk to Ra, but for you. What is your understanding now?
For me, it's just brought an extremely expanded awareness for myself. It's like changed my life completely, the way I look at things, my abilities spiritually and psychically, and just I have a lot of good friends that are in the unseen mm-hmm. realms. And
now, what do you think about this whole process? Is this a pioneering? Do you think everyone is moving in this direction?
Do I think everyone can channel?
Well, I mean, do you think that we are all moving in this direction? For example, in an interview I did with Kevin Ryerson, it was his feeling that everyone was moving away from the objective way of gaining knowledge and more towards the subjective way of gaining knowledge. For example, a lot of the knowledge that you have gained has been subjectively. It has been through a cognition process. It's come from a direct source as opposed to from a book.
Absolutely. And when you experience it yourself, you're actually learning yourself with whoever it is, a guide or, I think that everyone, we are definitely moving to a realization that we contain a lot of the answers, if not all the answers, as it's been said, within us, but the ability to open up to different dimensions of realities and creativity, I think it's what's going to facilitate a grand leap in both the science field and the metaphysical realms.
Now, when you channel Ra, do you channel any other entities?
No, but at times people will ask him about their own guides or another person that they know either that's still alive or someone who's passed away. And at that point, he would, he always introduce me to that person or that consciousness. It appears to me wherever I am, where he is, as what the person looks like.
And so he acts as a facilitator.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Because, then facilitating people to open up themselves to their own higher selves, their own channeling abilities, not in the sense that they have to channel another consciousness, but to open up to all the different parts of them and different dimensions facilitates creativity and new inventions on a scientific line and art and, really facilitates a person in living their dreams. And that's what his basic idea is.
We're going to give Linda a few moments to move into trance, and we'll take a moment here. It'll seem instantaneous for those of you who are listening, but for those of you who are interested, I'm going to give Linda a few moments to go into trance, and we'll be back with Ra. For those of you who are listening, it was just a quick little moment, but Linda has I guess, opened herself up and allowed Ra to come through. How does that sound?
That is appropriate.
All right. Ra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here and to communicate with those that are listening and will listen to this particular program.
Now, let's, if you don't mind, maybe have a little bit of information historically about your background. You are, let's say, fourth dimensional or fifth dimensional. What is your, or interdimensional? What are we going to say here?
That which I am is the idea of what would be termed six-dimensional non-physical consciousness that has the ability to manifest interdimensionally, as you have appropriately put it, into any different dimension as chosen. That which you see occurring in this particular form occurs in different dimensions and is what it is that I do in different dimensions as well. And the I would like to speak that the term I is in truth not a understood as a truth in completion. It is simply the idea of consciousness that is quite more inclusive of overall consciousness and not of one particular identity. Although the label Ra is what is has been termed and used in different ancient times, as well as this particular time in your own frame reference, as a term that can be identified in that which I am.
I presume you could call Linda your oracle at this point.
Quite so.
All right. I understand that this is something that's been going on since Egypt.
Quite so, as well as in Greek times and in your Atlantis timing.
All right. So, of course, for us, time is linear. For you, time is not non-existent.
Quite so. And becomes more and more less linear for the peoples as the transition progresses.
Great. Let's get right to it. What transition are we speaking of?
In a sense, the planet herself and the peoples upon it are in the midst of a grand transition into what would be termed to be fourth-dimensional reality.
So are we, in a sense, moving out of three-dimensional existence into a fourth-dimensional existence, with or without any knowledge of it? I mean, is what I'm trying to say is, are we going into this period? That's it.
You are well into that particular period, as you would term it.
So do we, are we, well, when I say we, three-dimensional beings, are three-dimensional beings going to become fourth-dimensional, whether they like it or not?
Not so, for in a sensing, those that will transition and each, in a sense, test the water, so to speak, of putting the foot forth into a fourth-dimensional reality, whether it be in that dream state as known in your sleeping idea or in your waking state, and each, in a sense, in its own understanding, test the waters, in a sense, and yet in the fullness, completion of that transition, there will be many who still choose, whether conscious, and that is a joke, or unconscious, will choose to continue in third dimension reality. And those who wish to move forward will do so. None of this occurs outside of one's own desire, one's own empowerment. The planet herself will transition. Understood? It is all occurring in this particular now, for it is no other time reference for it to occur. Understood?
Yeah. Now, are there other planets like ours that are going through this same transition at the same basic time?
In our sensing, you are quite connected. Individual personality, human forms are connected to different planetary systems in different dimensions and as well in a third dimensional reality, yet in simply a different portion of that particular dimension. Understood? Within the third dimension, there are many different, to put it, and it is not in a full truth, levels within that particular dimension. Different universes. Understood? And in the transition, there is indeed movement that transitions across all dimensions, and yet in this particular Earth planet herself, it is in the foremost and what you would understand to be physically the one that will transition. Understood?
Okay, now let's see if I can be clearer on this. The Earth, as I understand it, is a fourth dimensional planet.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a third dimensional planet.
Quite so.
Okay, the Earth as a third dimensional planet. Now, my question is, if the Earth is a third dimensional planet, are there other third dimensional planets like the Earth that are at this time, maybe this isn't even that important, but I was just wondering if there was a connectedness.
It is that connectedness for
transition that the Earth is going through, namely that we here are going to be going through this choice of either remaining third dimensional or becoming fourth dimensional. Is this something that is shared throughout the cosmos?
In a sense, it is quite shared on all dimensions, and particularly in this particular idea, frame reference of this dimension, third dimension, for in the transition, all transitions that are connected, and yet in the no transition, none transition. Understood?
Well, I think it's getting
confusing.
Yeah, it is getting a little confusing, yeah.
The planet Earth herself is in a transition. The effect created in regards to that particular idea, transition, affects many different dimensions and realities, universes.
Okay, so this change is an interconnected change, meaning that the fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional planes being interconnected are being affected. Are you saying they're being affected?
Quite so. And transition in the instant that the transition occurs upon this planet. Understood?
Now, does this change here, let's use the example of the evolutionary process. Certain fish began to grow legs. Certain fish began to get lungs, the ability to live outside of water. So certain fish that were in water chose to come out on land. Now, or I'm saying they chose. Is that right? Did they choose?
Quite so.
Okay, so in a sense, some fish decided that they would like to come out on land and begin to become mammals, for instance.
And it became your evolutionary process in the scientific idea.
All right, so some fish decided to stay. Others became mammals. They moved up, let's say, on the chain. Is that the same thing here? Some choose to stay in the third dimensional existence and others choose to move to the fourth dimension?
Quite appropriate analogy.
Ra, we've talked a little bit about the transition. Let's talk about something else. Time is linear for us in three-dimensionality. For you, I guess, is there time?
Not so. And yet it is, in a sensing, correct to say, for in the placement, in the movement, in the communication that occurs in this now, it is, in a sensing, the combination of understanding that which you term to be timing and the understanding of a greater idea which is in existence of now, no other present or future present or past present existence. Understood?
Yes. Now let's talk a little bit then about your situation. Have you been incarnate?
Situation?
Yeah, your situation, right. Have you been incarnate?
Not so.
You've never incarnated on Earth?
Not so. And yet in your mythology, there is much written in regards to the term Ra. Understood? And yet that which I am, the consciousness understood to be Ra, that has channeled through oracles in different times, different locations on this particular planet has not been physicalized. Mm-hmm. Understood?
Sure.
It has been communicated through in different scenarios and different ways, technology, ideas of how the process occurs, and yet into physical form has not been embodied.
Okay, now what is your specialty? What do you like to do then? Because you're coming through, I guess there must be a purpose for for you to come through physically at this point. When I say physically, to come through an oracle.
It is the easiest manner to be heard and understood.
Now you get to keep your whole cosmic memory, as it were. You don't have to be locked or have the veil of ignorance come across you. So that allows you to keep very clear while you get to enjoy some of the physicality, right?
Quite so. Yet in the focus through physical form communication, it entails a bit of limited thought. Understood? Mm-hmm. In order to communicate into a realm of limited thought, of limited understanding, it becomes necessary to embody that to a degree. Understood?
Mm-hmm.
The limitation comes from the in the channel itself. Understood?
Yes, definitely.
For in the memory, in the experience, physical form of what is and can be done, can be communicated, and can be created.
Now, we spoke a little while ago when I was speaking with Linda, and it was her understanding that this agreement for you to come through had been made previously. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. It is a wondrous idea to communicate on this particular subject, for there are those who listen or will listen to this particular program that will awaken to certain agreements that they have indeed made for their own selves. Understood?
Mm-hmm.
Not, we will let that stand.
All right.
Continue.
Yeah, I think the thing that's important here is that people who are listening need not feel fear that some entity is going to come through and take over, possess them, but rather that entities usually make agreements beforehand.
Quite so. There would be no need for one such as I to take over a human form. For what would be the purpose?
Now, what is your understanding then of the hierarchy? Where would we locate you in this manifest hierarchy? Are you in, the Lighted Brotherhood or Ascended Master range? People are interested in things like that.
From the perception of that which I am, the idea hierarchy does not exist. It can be termed and put into an understanding for humanity if it insists upon segregating or separating levels of consciousness, of awareness, of attitude. And yet, from the perspective of that which I am and the realm from which that which I am speaks to you about, there is no idea of hierarchy. It is simply each manifesting, if it is physical, all that it can be in physicality, in its own creative essence, in its own personality, idea, construct, and in different dimensional ideas in the connection and communication, those that would allow for further expansion of creativity and understanding of interdimensional consciousness interaction to facilitate that which they, as a individual separate idea physically, would wish to manifest for them, for their own selves. Each does what it is that each does best. Understood?
Well, there were a lot of things you went through very quickly there, but I think I've got the idea. Sixth dimensional consciousness for us, or at least for me, is a term.
Quite so.
It's a term, I mean.
Difficult to comprehend which exists in a realm so different than this particular dimension. Understand?
I can get the idea of fourth dimensional a little bit, but fifth and sixth, really, for the purpose of sense, does not make much sense to me. However,
one can not imagine what it is to exist as a light form consciousness that is formless.
Right.
Has no boundary, no limit, no existence in time nor space. And yet, if it was such a bad place to be, you would not have be having this conversation or listening to the conversation in this now.
Well, goodness, I never thought of it as a bad place to be. I just don't know.
That was for our audience, not for you particularly.
Let's see. Well, I think the reason I asked about the hierarchy was I think people try to at least linearly perceive how things are organized. And so they see, for example, that we have above this planetary third dimensional civilization, there's an extraterrestrial civilization, for example. And above that, let's say, is a lighted brotherhood or ascended master civilization, and then moving into the higher archetypes, the very, very high angels and archangels, etc. That's how people perceive of that thing. That's why I asked that question.
Understood. And yet the purpose of communication and this particular now is in the idea of forming an understanding of equality. For in the fear, in an understanding that there are higher dimensions in an definition of more than, of a, more able than, more aware than, allows for the conceptualization of less than. And what is in facilitation in this particular transition is the idea of equality and the ability to touch all realms, higher or lower.
Now, what is your purpose of coming through at this time?
To ease a transition, to allow for the smoothness of the transition and the awakening of conscious transition as much as would be desired.
So you are, in a sense, a teacher or a facilitator to help people who need to be guided at this point when the transition occurs or as the transition is occurring?
In a sense, it is not in truth guiding. It is simply in the idea of a broader perspective of a unlimited idea.
So now, understood? Right now, the purpose here is that someone, let's say, who might think this is all silly and made up, at least they've heard it. Is that correct?
Quite so.
So that way they can say, well, I heard something, but it was ridiculous and it was funny and I couldn't believe it. Someone else might say, I believe it, but I have no idea what it was about. Someone else might say it's completely off the wall and it's not important at all. Doesn't matter what happens there, does it?
Quite so. For what occurs there is not an accident. Those that tune in to communicate to that which I am or another entity doing such as that which I do. And no matter what the response, the simple manifestation of interaction, whether direct communication or simply allowing for words to enter in, the one listening, no matter what the attitude, is quite connected.
Let's talk a little bit about the extraterrestrial civilizations. What is your connection with extraterrestrials or ETs, as we know it anyway?
As the connection such as that which you see in this now.
Yeah.
That's the connection.
That's it, right? There's the connection.
The similar connection on all dimensions. Understood? That which I am facilitates and communicates through any dimension. Understood?
All right. So in order for you to be in three dimensionality, you have to embody somehow.
In order to be heard clearly by numbers.
Okay. But you can use other ways too, right?
Quite so. And we'll do so. And yet,
can we know some of them?
It has been done already in different orchestrations of events that have taken place where much of humanity has experienced its own, for its own self, individually, its own understanding, certain psychic events, certain visions, certain wondrous perceptions. Understood?
All right.
It is facilitated. That which you know to be Jesus.
All right.
Is seen and visioned by peoples and will be heard in the future quite broadly as that one speaks. That one that is known to you as the Archangel Michael. That one has appeared to many recently. Understood?
Yeah, so you're saying that these, we regard them as special. We don't regard them as extraterrestrials. And yet, you're saying that.
Excuse me.
Right. That.
That is very funny.
Right. One and the same.
Quite so. For there is the form is different.
Right. So here we are. Really, basically, this is the whole problem of man once again with this ego idea that everything is separate and different. So that, for example, instead of saying this is my brother, but he has a different form, we call it an extraterrestrial. Or this is an angel because it means something to me. Or this is an archangel because it means that to me. or this is a channel because it means something like that to me. Really,
right. So, right. So extraterrestrial to that which I am is simply that which does not exist permanently, on this planet. Sure. Yes. That was a joke.
If you,
no one is in truth born of this planet. Understood?
No. Go ahead.
You
tell
are
me that
all,
way.
In a sense, alien races.
Okay. So you're saying,
as spiritual beings who have not existed your entirety of existence on this planet.
So each one of us, even though we have a physical body, you're just saying that that is the only common ground we have here, isn't it?
Quite so.
Everything
I have
else?
A common ground of idea of time, idea of location, and certain structures that you wish to stay solid.
So this whole planet is filled with people who are
from
coming
many
from
different,
all different places in the galaxy.
Quite so.
All right. What is our Pleiadian connection?
They are your sisters, your brothers.
Now, how? Physically or?
In a sense, physically. They are quite the form of that which you are, mm-hmm. and yet more refined, and that is not to put down the human form, for the human form is quite beautiful. Each is beautiful in its own existence, own right. Understood?
Yeah, so we're talking about form now. Let's just make sure that everyone understands. We're talking about the actual form of the physiology.
Quite so. For in your spiritual essence, you are little different than that which is the Pleiadian.
So they are our engineers. I mean, there are people who say they have engineered pretty much the form on this planet.
In essence, it was a combination, and that what you do in your own scientific realms with genetic engineering is occurring in this now, which will transition and change your own human form.
So we're already working on the change of the human form.
Quite
oh,
so.
Goodness,
humanity is. And it is time to awaken, yeah. So humanity can consciously decide what it is that it wishes for its form to evolve into. For your in your science realms, your scientists, your genetic engineers in this now create and have the ability to manifest physical form in complete prior decision. Understood?
Yeah, we're talking about the on the level of RNA and DNA.
Quite so. And it is appropriate for all of humanity to decide if it wishes to change its form and how it would do so. Understood?
Mm-hmm.
It is not to simply existing now in the hands of a few, and yet awakens, many, many awaken to the desire of their own personal freedom, their own self-empowerment, and their own ability to choose not only what it is that they would create for themselves in their own life, but what they would create for their own physical form. Understood?
Yes.
For the form may be genetically engineered, and yet in the existence of it in this now, you have the ability, once incarnated into it, to change and shift and move it to whatever it is that you would choose. Understood? Each is uniquely different. And yet, in your genetic engineering, in your science world, they have and will shortly, and we joke with you, idea shortly, for where it is that I am, time does not exist. And yet, in a future now, have the ability to change that which you understand to be your own physical form in this now to be entirely different. One that incarnated into would not be able to shift and change and manifest uniquely as your own wish to do. Understood?
Yeah, so you're saying that if we were to really truly look forward in the future here in our linear time understanding, we would see that the physical form of our human body will be quite different.
It will be as you wish. You can leave it as it is.
Right.
You can allow individuals.
So once again, there's choice.
Quite so.
Here we go with choice.
Quite
again.
So. And in our sensing, there are many that contribute to the ability to shift and change and assist in the form that you would desire to create for your own self upon this particular planet. Understood?
Mm-hmm.
Who have great assistance, not just from the realms of interdimensional ET idea, but from your own science areas.
All right. We have only a few more minutes because I do want to bring Linda back. What would you like to say to those people who are listening to this show?
We would like to say, I'm going to use the word we, for the I communicates to all that are listening, to each one individually, that in the movement, in the awakening of more and more of that which you are, perhaps the stirring will bring forth an opening to allow for further communication from the guides, that which you've been known to you as angels, as your own higher perspective into different dimensions, whether it be in the angel form, in the ET realm, or if greater aspects of that which you are on all dimensions to come together and to allow for your own self to manifest in your life that which you would wish to create, your preference.
All right. Thank you, Ra. For those of you listening, we had a chance to listen to the channeled entity Ra. We're going to take a moment for you. It'll be very quick and allow Linda to resume here. All right. We had a momentary lapse there, and that is because we allowed, for those of you actually who are listening, it was immediate. But I allowed Linda to move back and I guess Ra to move into a back position somehow. What is your understanding of that? Where is Ra when you are in the forefront?
Oh, where is he when I'm in the forefront? I'd really like to know that.
I mean, do you think he's residing with you at all times, or is it your understanding that you're kind of like a radio receiver in that you're either on or off?
I think that for the moment, I'm like a radio receiver. I'm either on or off.
Okay.
And
what do you have any recollections of what was going on with you while he was being channeled?
Well, I was. As soon as I begin to move away, we sort of like switch energies as I'm moving aside my own personality or my own energy, spirit. And he is moving in. There's a crossing that occurs. And with that, that's kind of like the last of what it is I remember of exactly where it is I go.
So it's kind of like...
But there is a light up there, and that's... Oh, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Often before I got used to the process, before when I would move aside and into what I would call the God realm, he'd come in, he'd always have someone up there talking with me before I like just moved into a light essence.
Now, what if you had something that you could say to the people who are listening to this show, what would be your purpose for bringing this information out?
To help people do this, who want to, expand and learn and, communicate with different realms and know that, those realms are real. I mean, that's what it's doing for me. And if that's extremely exciting for me. So if it does for somebody else, that's, because right. It's exciting for me, I think it's going to be exciting for them.
Right. Now that you have begun, what is your direction? What do you want to do? What is your goal here with Ra?
Just to facilitate the communication in whatever manner he wants.
How do people use this a lot? I mean, we always get the same old questions, I guess, at a channeling session, will I meet the love of my life and will all of that stuff. But there are other things that come up. For example, for you, you must be able to use this for your own knowledge.
Oh, absolutely. It's, I have to use it because my life is totally different. Okay, if I didn't use it, I wouldn't have anything to draw on as what to do.
What is your direction? What would you like to have happen at this point?
I have my own personal preferences on how I'd like to see this transition go, now that I know that the angels are real, that the archangels are really real, that the ETs are really real, and understanding them and their purpose.
Third dimensional existence is definitely different now than it was before all this.
It's way added to. It's way more than I ever thought that it was.
So for you, death does not mean probably what it means to most other people now.
Well, it never really did. So,
but I mean, at this point,
never
for
afraid
you, it
of
must
that.
Be just, you know, like, well, there goes that body, and what's next?
Well, actually, now I think I'm more concerned in staying alive till I understand what actually occurs afterwards than I was before. I had no attention on one way or the other.
So your feeling now about life is that life is very, very important.
I think so, yeah, because there's to be able to consciously to, if you have to leave, whether it's dying or ascending or whatever it is, to be, for me, what I want to do this time is do it consciously.
Great.
To the best that I can do it.
That's a good way to move this. Great. Thanks for being on the show, Linda. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Timeless Voyager. This is Bruce Stephen Holmes, and I hope that your own personal voyage through life towards the development of your highest potential is a joyous and successful one. Thank you.